Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Exactly.
It would not be a Thanksgiving Eve without Aaron Rodgers lighting the Jets on fire.
Oh, good. He lit the Jets on fire?
Well, this is about to be a major story here. We are working on audio. It is not out yet. This tweet from Connor Hughes just 2 minutes ago. Aaron Rodgers was asked on if there is a leak problem with the Jets organization, simply in quotes, 100% yes.
Same old Jets.
He's right.
Leak problem.
I mean, he's telling a leak problem last year.
Yeah. Well, he's right about that. I mean, think about the Diana Rossini, Zach Rosenblatt story, and it's great reporting by them. I have no ill will towards them, but that's a leak.
Yeah.
Everything that happened, Woody Johnson's helicopter coming down, Joe Douglas specifically, what he said.
Well, just the meeting.
Everything.
The meeting that happened where they discussed, even though not, I don't think it was, as serious as it was made out to be, benching Aaron Rodgers.
100%.
I mean, how does that get out?
It's a leak.
But this is the thing, though. If Aaron Rodgers is acknowledging there's a leak problem, then isn't he acknowledging what has been leaked is true?
No, I think he's acknowledging that there are leaks within the Jet organization. But I'll walk you through this. So what you're referring to is one of the reports that Diana Rossini had is that Aaron Rodgers wants to play legs next year, but not for the Jets.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee. We played some of the audio yesterday in which he said, I don't talk to her. That's not true. And said, I haven't decided if I'm coming back. And if I do come back, as of now, my first option is to return to the New York Jets. So your question, Sean, is he acknowledging that that story that Diana initially put out is true and Aaron was lying on the Pat McAfee show? Not necessarily. Because you got to ask yourself something, and this is what I did with the whole Juan Soto Yankee Met thing the other day, that I've drawn conclusions through the leaks that Scott Boras is basically playing a game to get House Steinbrenner to hike up the amount of money. So what I would draw from this is, who's leaking info to Zach and Diana? What's their motive? Part of me says it's Joe Douglas. He just got fired.
Right. It makes sense. He obviously has a relationship with them.
No doubt.
He's had conversations with them over the years because of their coverage of the Jets.
No doubt.
So there clearly is a... Do you have Joe Douglas's number? The answer is yes.
Yes.
That means it is. He's possibly one of the leaks.
He's one of the leaks. Now, to answer your question, who leaked that Aaron Rodgers wants to play but not for the Jets?
That's my bad.
Could be. Or it could be somebody with the motive in the Jet organization to make Aaron Rodgers not want to be a Jet. You have to think about things. So is it someone in the Jet organization, because the Jets don't want him back, who's saying, you know what, let's just piss him off completely. We want this guy out. So you leak that story. I believe Aaron Rodgers about a few things, certain things I don't believe him about. You know what I do believe him about? I don't think he's leaking a damn thing to Diana Rossini or Zach Rosenblatt.
Hmm.
I believe him.
No, Aaron doesn't strike me as the person to... I don't know, do that. He feels like more of a, I'm guarded, I'm holding everything, and if I want it out, I'll tell you myself.
Correct. Or he'll leak it to different people, not them.
Yeah, but...
He'll leak it to Joe Rogan.
Honestly, it feels like Aaron would just tell you.
Or tell you.
He doesn't feel like I gotta leak something to, you know, further my motive. He's I don't know, prideful enough?
Yeah.
He wants to do it himself.
I agree. And I think that story, or that part of the story, was absolutely true. Someone told Diana Rossini and Zach Rosenblatt, Aaron Rodgers wants to play but not with the Jets.
Yeah.
But the question is, who told them that and what was their motive? And my guess would be the motive is someone in the Jet organization who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers back.
Yeah.
Does that not make sense?
Woody?
I don't think Woody is actually doing the leaking. I think when you're a powerful owner, you have other people do the leaking. So I can't tell you who's leaking
that.
I'm not telling you the specific name.
I'm just
trying
to think who in the organization... I mean, it wouldn't be Joe Douglas.
Right.
Who would it be?
I don't know. Rod Taylor.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I think it's someone, maybe a name that we're not mostly familiar with, but someone who knows the inner workings of Woody Johnson and says, hey, this is our plan. It's strategic.
Right.
We do want to leak this for a reason. We want to piss Aaron Rodgers off because we don't want him back. It actually makes a lot of sense. It may not be ethical, but it makes sense.
I just find it hard to think of who it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's just not enough football people there that would be on their mind.
Maybe it's not a football person.
Yeah,
maybe it's someone who just knows the owner doesn't want him back.
Right.
But the overall point was Aaron Rodgers said there's a leak problem with the New York Jets. Me and Aaron don't see eye to eye on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with him. He is 1,000% right about
that. He said it last year when he said we need to make football the thing as opposed to everything else that's going on.
Correct.
And the reason that so much is, part of it was him, by the way.
Sure,
but
sure.
There's so much going on because people can't help but talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And everything that he's doing. It's just, it's hard not to. They haven't had that kind of, that level of superstar probably ever.
Yeah. I mean,
they've had defensive stars like that, but not, never like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Brett Favre was the closest. We all know how that went. We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Ozzy is in Hicksville. How are you, Ozzy?
Ozzy, what up?
All right, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Listen, first thing first, happy Thanksgiving to all of yous.
Thank you.
As a Giant fan, listen, I don't want Daboll, and I don't want Joe Shane to come back. I want Joe Shane fired first, by the way, because look at his draft picks, all right? So your top players, offense and defense, is from the old regime. That doesn't say much. I never liked Dave Gettleman anyway.
Right.
But
he did get Andrew Thomas right.
Yes, he did. And he did get Dexter Lawrence right, too.
Right.
So think about it for a second. You got you drafted Evan Neal,
mm-hmm.
who's a bust,
mm-hmm.
all right? You drafted Thibodeau, and as a Giant fan, I don't think he's top 10. You drafted a cornerback last year, Banks, who takes plays off. He's too young to be making business decisions here, you know?
True.
As far as Daboll, guys, think about it for a second. None of the coaches that he hired in his first year are even on the team anymore.
Well, Mike Kafka's still there. He just got demoted. You know, he's no longer the offensive coordinator.
He's no longer calling the plays. He's still the offensive coordinator. He's just not calling plays.
I get your point, but my counter, Ozzy, who's a very good Giant fan, was this recent draft is really, really good. Like, it's not, it's okay. This recent draft of Malik Nabers in the first round, Tyler Newbin in the second round, Drew Phillips in the third round, Theo Johnson in the fourth round, and then Tyrone Tracy in the fifth round.
Right.
Like, that looks, dare I say, awesome.
I mean, it's, you hit it everybody.
Right.
That's the foundation of the team going forward.
So to kill the 22 draft or parts of the, or the entire 23 draft and parts of the 22 draft, completely fair, but this recent draft looks nothing short of awesome when we're talking about the decisions that Joe Shane has made.
Right, they're all contributors.
And to defend Shane, when he met the media during the bye week, this kind of got buried as everybody was trying to pick apart everything he said. He acknowledged that he probably tried the draft to plug holes too early on.
Right,
which would make sense.
He acknowledged his fault.
Yeah, so if you're acknowledging your fault, and I see clearly in year three in the draft, that's not what you did.
Yeah.
Because what he would have done is he could have took a quarterback reach and not got Malik Nabers. Like, it showed progress as a GM.
Well, it's also, I mean, you brought in Devin Singletary. Eric Gray was already here, who you drafted. You had, what's his name, Dante Miller, who you picked up in free agency. Who knows how good he's going to be. You didn't need to draft a running back.
Right.
But you drafted the best available player on the board at that point at number five. I forget what number it was, 174th pick or something like that, whatever it was. And Tyrone Tracy's going to be your starting running back for the next 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Maybe longer if he turns out to be great. So, I mean, when you draft the best players that are available, good things tend to happen.
Let's go to Ryan in Rockland. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
You too, man.
Kiki, how many passes did you have in your career? You think you could go play some quarterback pass? You probably don't have to watch Drew Lock.
I mean, I threw an interception in the Pro Bowl. That's only because Sean Payton told everybody I was going to throw it. Wait till you see the first play, guys. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Check, just wait. Wait, watch for Tiki. Come on, Sean.
I see this coming right now. We're going to end up with an NFC Championship game with Daniel Jones playing quarterback for the Vikings in Philadelphia against Saquon Barkley. I can just see it happening.
Sam Darnold's going to get hurt.
Well, all right, so let's...
Daniel Jones is going to jump over.
Yeah.
Who's the backup there? I forget.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking
Minnesota.
Of Philly.
No, you're thinking of Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins,
he's going to jump over Nick Mullins.
So let's address this. When Daniel Jones was released on Friday, we all made predictions of where we thought Daniel Jones would end up.
I thought Baltimore. Made most sense.
I thought Baltimore, I thought Washington was a possibility. I wrote down where everyone else said, but I've lost the document I'm looking for right now.
I said Denver.
Did you say Denver?
And then I switched to Green Bay.
Yes, here's what it was. Tiki started with, so we thought.
I started with Raiders.
Yeah, because we thought he was going to be released at the end of the year. Like, he was just going to sit. He was going to be the third or fourth string quarterback. So initially, Tiki had the Raiders at the end of the year. I had the Commanders. Tommy had the Carolina Panthers. Sean had the Broncos. Once we realized he was going to be, wait a second. My document is telling me a very different story. Once we realized that the cut was occurring on Friday, some of us altered our picks. Like, so, for example, Sean decided to go with the Denver Broncos, and he also thought about the Green Bay Packers. Tommy decided to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
I went with the Baltimore Ravens. Tiki, I don't have Ravens written down for you.
Well, it's because I changed it like an hour later.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have, because the team you wrote down was Minnesota. So was you nailed
gut.
It.
That was my gut. But then you started talking about the... Because I didn't. I don't think I knew who the backup was in Baltimore.
Josh Johnson,
who's 37
yeah.
years old.
So I convinced you to change your pick when your pick was actually right.
But also I had heard. Somebody told me that he wanted to go to Baltimore.
Really?
And so instinctually it made sense, Minnesota, because if you're Daniel Jones, you're not necessarily going to play, but you want to further your career.
Right.
Go learn a Kyle Shanahan system.